Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the third hour of this broadcast today on Monday, January 7th, 2013. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex Jones, who is on an airplane right now headed to New York to appear on the mainstream media today. And John Rappaport is our guest right now. And if you're just joining us, there, Alex Jones was nearly arrested this morning at the Austin airport after being threatened with arrest by some TSA goons there who demanded that he take off his shoes. They knew him by name. They approached him by name, said, "Hi, Alex, take your shoes off." And I have now been informed of the reason why. Alex was hiding in his shoes the Dianne Feinstein sock puppet. And here it is. We have a copy of the Dianne Feinstein sock puppet right here in studio today. And let's see what Dianne Feinstein has to say on camera. "I'm going to raid your homes and throw flashbangs and take your guns." Yeah, yeah. All right. Sorry, John, you didn't get a chance to see that, but we actually do have a Feinstein sock puppet. And well, she's quite animated.
Alex told me he was going to take that inside his shoes, you know.
That's the secret weapon, comedy.
That is the secret weapon.
He was hiding comedy in his shoes.
Well, that's a crime. You can't do that. You know, everything that you're talking about, Mike, especially with what's happening here with Alex, imagine this now up in the future. You go to fly, and they type in your name, and they get that medical drug database that you were talking about.
Right.
They say, okay, here is so-and-so. Let me see, he's taking Prozac, Zoloft. Well, he's a mental case. So we have to be very careful about this guy. We have to, you know, please take him in a room. We have to ask him questions, examine him, look at his papers. You know, because now, with all these databases connected, whether it's, you know, about gun ownership, about medications, psychiatric meds, and so forth, they're just constructing one gigantic database. So at the airport,
oh, yeah,
or any travel checkpoint, they will be able to completely profile you in many ways that you don't even imagine, and then decide whether or not you can travel.
Well, no, let me tell you, this is a true story. James Stewart, the raw milkman from California, they profiled him. They had him flagged in the California database as a, quote, sovereign. And this is a new checkbox they have for criminals, so-called criminals. You know, this guy, all he did is distribute milk and cheese that the state didn't like. And so they flagged him with the word sovereign. And then when they booked him into L.A. County Jail, he said one of the booking guard staff members there looked up from his computer, backed away from his desk, and said, "Oh, my God, you attack guards." And so just being flagged as a sovereign now, and then they bound him with chains on his feet and his arms, and they put him in an isolation room, a very cold room, no light, you know, very cold, hypothermia almost. He suffered from that, starvation. I mean, they can flag you with anything now, John, and then treat you worse than you'd be treated in a third world country.
Absolutely. So if they see, okay, this guy's taking psychiatric drugs or whatever, okay, let's not let him fly. Or let's arrest him. If he causes any trouble or objects to what we're doing to him, let's provoke him, in other words, and see how he reacts. And then we'll, you know, put him in lockup because he's a psychiatric patient. I mean, all of these things can be manipulated any way they want to manipulate it. And when they say the word sovereign, you know, which is now a code word for them for terrorism, all they're really saying is this is an independent mind.
Yeah, right, right.
So well, we have to kill that off because that's the biggest threat to the country.
We got Dianne Feinstein wants to say something else. The sock puppet, Mr. Oh, yeah. And Mrs. America, we're gonna profile your prescription drugs and use it to take away your rights.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Has she, by the way, given up her security guards with guns?
No, no, they're all armed, and they're probably all on psych drugs as well. By the way, we're going to take calls when we come back. So Lori, Bill, Jason, Nick, Greg, and others, stay with us. We'll take calls when we come back in the next segment with John Rappaport. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back, and we'll get more serious when we get back. Enough of these Feinstein sock puppets, okay? Get them out of here. All right, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing on the Alex Jones Show, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, joined by John Rappaport, our guest right now, from nomorefakenews.com, and we're taking calls from people on all the issues of the day, including Alex Jones almost being arrested this morning at the Austin airport as a TSA tyrant demanded that he take off his shoes. Because I guess shoes are just too much for the globalists to bear. You can't have shoes, John. Did you know that? Not only can you not have guns, but you can't have shoes because they need to have the exclusive right to stomp on you with their boots. So you can't have shoes. Does that make any sense to you?
That's right. Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me if the world is completely insane, yeah.
and apparently it is.
Hey, apparently it is.
Are you up for taking calls or you got a comment?
Yeah,
first?
Let's go.
All right, let's go to Lori in West Virginia. Lori, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, it's Dawn. I'm calling in because I'm part of a farm extension. I'm a member of the farm extension, and we were trying to start a program for the farm to schools. Have you heard of that?
Not in West Virginia. I mean, just generally speaking, I've heard of those kinds of programs.
Okay, they're trying to take where we supply, those small local farmers supply food to the school kids. Well, when it first started and we had our meeting, the a representative from the school, the purchaser, she brought her low price list of what she's paying the big shipping companies for food. And on there, at first, the price list seemed like, okay, we could do this. We can afford to do this. It's not going to be that great big profit, but we can do this. And then we had another meeting 4 months later, and just like in the first meeting, a dozen of eggs was going for $3 for them. The second meeting, now they're paying $1 for eggs.
What?
And the whole price list went down like that.
So it's kind of like they're trying to bankrupt the local farms then.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
A lot longer than we can, you know, and then everybody got discouraged and said, oh, well, we can't do this. Well, anyway, another reason why I'm calling is because in the newspaper yesterday here at the Charleston Gazette Mail, they have an article that says the FDA proposes sweeping new food safety rules for outbreaks. And in the article, in the article, it says that it's going to cost farmers $30,000 a year to implement, and food manufacturers $475 million annually to implement these programs.
Yep, it's true. Let's go to John on that with the comment. And thank you for your call, Lori, and for your question. But John, This is a big epidemic year for the flu virus, but it's hitting mostly those people who are vaccinated. That's the thing the CDC won't admit. What do you think, man?
Right. Well, sure. I mean, what better way to pump up an epidemic than to give people an unnecessary and dangerous vaccine that actually causes what you're supposedly preventing?
Yes.
And then you come in behind that and you say, wow, we have a heavy epidemic here, so everybody's got to get vaccinated.
No, you nailed it. Vaccines are a medical false flag. They create
right.
the condition that sells more vaccines that causes more of the condition that the CDC uses to declare a state of emergency to sell more vaccines. It's a total false flag.
Total false flag. And fewer people are going for it, but there's still a lot of people who are. What the caller was talking about is basically, look, if you're a gigantic Monsanto and you control huge amounts of farmland through your genetically modified seeds and so forth, and it's all industrial farming and whatever, then we'll protect you from all of these unnecessary expenses and regulations and so forth. But if you're a small farmer, we're going to find a way to put you out of business because we want to take your land and give it to the big corporations. I mean, yeah. That's what they're doing in every way possible.
Well, that's what they're doing to Mark Baker, the guest we had in the first hour from bakersgreenacres.com. Yeah, they're trying to put him out of business with an economic embargo by the USDA. Let's go to another caller, Bill in California. Thanks for calling, Bill. You're on the air with John Rappaport.
Well, thank you. My question for all of your viewers is, how do the constitutional patriots identify each other? After all, not
all... It's a secret handshake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, not all police, not all soldiers are going to want to be on the gun-grabbing. We need to know how we can identify each other.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Of course, there's the obvious way, like to wear an InfoWars shirt or something,
right.
Or a hat. But I think what you mean is there they are, InfoWarsStore.com. You can get some good Patriot gear, including an End the TSA t-shirt. Wonderful, good timing for today. But to answer your question, sir, I don't think there's any covert system that's known. What do you think, John?
No, unfortunately, I mean, the whole idea of being a patriot to the founding principles of the Republic is that you're out in the open about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole idea. You know, the Bill of Rights means you don't have to hide in a closet. So you find people. They find you. You decide whether you can trust them or not. You see how much knowledge they have. Do they really understand what the basic principles of this country are all about, and do they think they're important enough to live by and defend? I mean, that's all I can say.
I think you're right. I think it just comes down to knowing your neighbors, knowing the people in your community, and like you said, caller, most police officers and law enforcement and soldiers, they are pro-Constitution. They took an oath to it, unlike the TSA, which never took any oath to anything, except maybe swearing to their paycheck. All right, let's go to another caller, Nick in New York. It looks like Nick, you're on the air with John Rappaport and Mike Adams. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to both you gentlemen.
You as well.
Thank you.
Yes, two quick things. First of all, Mike, the gentleman that you had on earlier when you were speaking about the farm, the pigs and all of that, my heart goes out to that gentleman. I know she's probably still listening. My question is this: how in the world, or where in what rock are these judges going to hide under if this whole thing implodes? And one of the main causes of this thing imploding is because these judges are upholding illegal laws or face color, whatever they want to call it. It's all color of law. You know, it's all illegal. And what rock are they going to hide under? Because these are the main perpetrators of the whole system falling in the direction. So, I mean, come on.
Mike, you're right. You're right. I can only imagine that right now, American people who are true Americans are making lists of traitors. And that list is getting larger by the day. And it probably includes, you know, court judges who are openly violating the Constitution. I think you're right. I think these lists are being made. What's going to happen to the list? I don't know. Hopefully it just means those people are voted out of office. I'm in no way am I, you know, condoning violence against those people. But at the very minimum, we should distribute these lists and kick these people out of office, strip them of their power. Your comments, John.
Yeah, well, they're publishing, aren't they, lists of gun owners and where they live and their addresses.
Exactly.
And everything? I mean, to me, a court of law, the origin of the idea was it's local. People are there. The citizens are there. You see a trial. You want justice. The people have presumably some degree of common sense. And now we have this system which is so remote, so complicated, so insane, that anybody with an agenda who has power can decide a case any way they want to, really.
Well, the courts were created so that people didn't have to settle things by shooting each other.
Exactly.
But if the courts
The courts have become so corrupt.
That's how it leaves, then, it seems like. What option is left? When justice is taken from the people, what option do they have left?
Nullification.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of them.
Any follow-up comments, Nick?
Yeah, just one other thing with regard to your other you know, presentation argument. First of all, I want to say that I completely support everything that you guys do, and you know, your arguments, and just, you know, it just makes so much sense. And after being detoxified, you know, from all the fluoride, years of fluoride and all that through the InfoWars program, I can honestly say that my head's on straight. My question is, with regards to these people, let's say, who you said a little while ago, and I'm trying to understand your argument. You said that, you know, it's a violation if they come after people who, you know, have prescription drugs or, you know, for depression, all kinds of stuff, and that yet, you know, they will be able to get guns and stuff like that. But isn't that the case with this kid who went out and, you know, did this horrific thing over in Connecticut where he was on drugs and then he got into his mother's case and, you know, she had legal firearms. But so my question, how do we reconcile the two? Because the other side of the argument is, well, if you're on drugs, you shouldn't be able to get.
No, you're exactly right about that point. And I want your comments, John, but let me throw mine in first.
Yeah,
I agree that people who are undergoing psychiatric care should not be allowed to purchase firearms. But the problem is, and this answers your question, caller, is how wide are they going to cast that net? Are they going to say one person who had one bottle of antidepressants at some point 10 years ago, they're denied the right? Or are they going to limit it just to the true psychopaths, devil-worshipping, drug-taking, whatever? That's who we have to limit it to. But I don't know the right answer. What are your thoughts, John?
Yeah, it's a tough issue because, look, on the one side, you've got psychiatry, which wants to, you know, bring millions and millions more people into the system where they can drug them and so on. And so as that list expands, then they can say, well, all these people can't have guns because that satisfies the gun control agenda at the same time.
Right.
So the ultimate solution from the medical point of view, to me, is you ban the drugs. You destroy that industry. You expose it completely, and you alert all citizens everywhere to never let their children see a psychiatrist, never let them take one of these psychiatric drugs, never get on one of those lists,
and
just completely destroy that criminal poisoning industry altogether.
This is the better solution. Sorry to interrupt you, John. We're about to go to break. But, yeah, to the caller, you're right, John. if we gave these children fish oil supplements or omega-3 fatty acids or trace minerals, all those things are crucial for healthy mind function. If we gave them those instead of the drugs, then they wouldn't be psychopaths. They wouldn't be devil worshippers, probably, because their heads would be on straight. Nutrition has a role in all of this. If you don't talk about nutrition, you aren't talking about the real cause of violence in America. Most people in the prisons have nutritional deficiencies. We'll be right back after this break.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, the caller from the last segment brought up a really good point and a good question. He said, shouldn't we deny people who are on psychiatric meds the right to own firearms? And Rappaport and I both agree that we don't want firearms in the hands of medicated psychos, but that the real answer is to just stop medicating our children and put them on nutrition instead of psychiatric drugs. That's the real answer here. Any more thoughts on that, John, before we go to the next call?
Yeah, that's the answer. The answer is looking at what creates health. Excuse me. What creates health rather than what destroys the brain.
Do you have a cough today, John? You got a little cough going on?
I do indeed.
Oh, man. Are you? Did you forget your vitamin D or something?
Actually, I've been taking it, but I don't know what's going on. It's something in the air, and I have no idea what it is. But
it's probably the superbugs that the CDC is releasing to encourage more vaccinations.
Possibly, or maybe they're spraying today. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
I'm okay.
All right, good. Yeah, I know you're generally healthy. You'll be back on your feet in no time. But yeah, good point. We got to keep these kids healthy instead of keeping them medicated. Are you okay to take another call now?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Jason in Ohio. Jason, thank you for your call. You're on the air on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, John and Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
All right.
Hey, my question is, man, and I kind of had the same question that the other guy asked. I mean, kind of relevant to the same deal.
Hey, Jason, your phone is really not working. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go. I apologize, but it was breaking up there. Let's go to Thomas in Texas. Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, doing good.
All right.
I just want to say that I can definitely agree with the genetically modified foods, how it is having an effect on the brain as far as, and the drugs and everything, how it's having an effect on the brain as well. But I think that we're kind of overlooking at the same time the evil and the darkness that's kind of became over the world, as well as, like, the United States as a whole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially you mean like this demonic influx of energy that a lot of these kids seem to be attached to? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Especially... Yeah. Just throughout the years with all the terrorist attacks, and then you relate back to the movies, and it shows, you know, before these incidents happened, boom, it was seen in a movie preview or something, and it's like, bam, it's happening. I think we got to, like, you know, start getting healthier, start cleaning our minds, start just cleaning up things, period, in this country. And
yeah, we need some exorcisms is what we need around the country.
Really?
Go ahead, John. Good question, caller. Go ahead, John. What are your thoughts on it?
I see this all the time when I force myself to go to the movies, which is less and less. But, you know, these films, for example, that are all about disasters, dystopian futures, horrible things going on. It used to be that when you saw movies where there were superheroes and so forth, the general impression was, the good guy won. It was very kind of uplifting in a certain kind of way. And then gradually we saw this whole thing darken, where it doesn't really matter anymore in these movies who wins. Because the whole overall mood is evil, dark, gloom, disaster, diabolical forces at work.
Oh, and it's cool. It's cool, right? The kids are taught that that worshiping the devil is cool, or being an agent of darkness is hip or whatever.
Exactly.
So pretty sick.
You're just programming. It's another way, along with the video games, of programming these kids' minds to accept the general darkness over everything.
Yeah.
And then to proceed from there. Well, what's going to happen?
Well, I think
nothing good. I'll tell you what.
I think the caller is hinting at this combination. You take someone who's a devil worshiper, like Adam Lanza reportedly was. You put them on psychiatric drugs. You put them on violent video games and slashers and so on. This combination creates a monster. And then they go steal someone's gun and use it to kill children. But the gun is not the origin of the problem. The origin is all these other things that haven't been addressed and that they refuse to talk about. John, I gotta let you go. We gotta go to break, but it's been fun chatting with you today.
Always, Mike. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for joining us, and heal up there. I know you'll get better for the next show. You've got your own superfood recipes as well.
No problem.
Thanks for joining us. Check out John's work at nomorefakenews.com. Also, I'm just about out of here. This show continues, but Aaron Dykes will be taking over the broadcast chair here in the next segment. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. If you want to read my stories, visit naturalnews.com. And I'll be back here from time to time whenever Alex asks me to sit in and host. The show continues with Aaron Dykes with quotes from patriots throughout history talking about the origins of the Second Amendment and our sacred divine right of self-defense. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up right after this break as the Alex Jones Show continues. Thank you, everybody, for your calls and for your support. I will see you on another day.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back at Infowars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes. I'm sitting in. Alex is, of course, on his way, possibly already arriving in New York to appear on Piers Morgan tonight on the CNN program, obviously to discuss the Second Amendment. If you want to tune into that, it's going to be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern time, other time zones, you figure it out. But that should definitely be interesting. Now, something I want to talk about today is, what is the Second Amendment? I realize I'm preaching to the choir regarding most of our audience. Many of them probably know a lot more about it than I do.
But I know this much, you can't repeal the Second Amendment. You can't infringe on it through legislation. Congress, the president, can't just decide to suspend it. And there are many-fold reasons for that. They are philosophical, and they are grounded in history and common sense. And I just want to talk about some of that, because that is a God-given right. What is a God-given right? It means that man cannot be the arbiter of whether or not you have a right on any given day under any given climate. Now, here's from the 10th Amendment Center. Repeal of the Second Amendment would not abolish any right. And they bring up, of course, the many so-called news articles and letters to the editor that are calling for a repeal of the Second Amendment. You've seen many of them. These individuals believe that a right to own a firearm is based upon the Second Amendment, and the right will magically vanish if the amendment can be repealed. Of course, the Bill of Rights came up after the Constitution. They were proposed starting in 1787 and added by demand, then ratified by the states by 1791. By demand, many of the states, many of the founding fathers would not approve the Constitution, would not ratify it, would not sign off on it until the Bill of Rights were added to guarantee our individual rights, to guarantee the rights of the state. They are of the utmost importance. And if you infringe on the Second Amendment, you're infringing on all of them. No one is going to stand for this, ladies and gentlemen. And the people in power know it, but we just want to put them on notice. Now, they bring up this very important point. The modern editions of the Bill of Rights typically don't contain, the very important preamble, the paragraph preceding the listing of the first 10 Bill of Rights, and there's generally a pretty good reason for that. I'm going to read that to you right now, again, from the preamble to the Bill of Rights, which itself is an addition to the Constitution. The first paragraph to that preamble, after announcing how it's from the Congress of the United States, begun and held in the city of New York on Wednesday, the 4th of March, 1789, reads, "The conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. As extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution." This, ladies and gentlemen, points out that the Bill of Rights was specifically added to acquiesce the demands of founding fathers who didn't want to see their new government destroyed by people greedy for power, people who would use loopholes in the Constitution to concentrate and exploit the populations. In other words, among the other rights listed in the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. Well, one good reason why is that armed citizens make good government. Now, I'm going to read a number of quotes that refute these terrible ideas we've seen in the press from all kinds of hacks. One of the most extreme was in Vanity Fair last week from Kurt Eichenwall, whose headline was, "Let's repeal the Second Amendment." He wants to replace it with this clause: "The people retain the right to keep and bear arms subject to reasonable restrictions deemed necessary by the Congress and the President to secure the lives and well-being of others." Now, this sounds similar enough to the right to keep and bear arms, and yet it completely is not. Notice again the language of this proposed hack writer from Vanity Fair. "The people retain the right to keep and bear arms." Sounds good so far. "But subject to reasonable restrictions deemed necessary by the Congress and the President to secure the lives and well-being of others." Reasonable restrictions means that the idea is you have no right at all. But the fact is, even if you did outright repeal the Second Amendment and replace it with legalese lawyer language, you still can't legally suspend the Second Amendment because it's a God-given right. They talked as far back as Dante's Inferno that even, if you don't agree that there is a God or who is God or what God would want, in absence, you should still throw to the higher powers rather than let man dictate what your rights are. And that's really what America is all about. Here's this caption right here: "Rights are not gifts from government." And now I'm going to move on to a number of founding father quotes that point out this point. Now, the founding fathers never agreed on much of anything. There were different factions who fought vehemently over how centralized their government should be, how much power should remain with the states, all kinds of other clauses. To what degree should we let bankers have power? power? What should the currency be? But I have yet to find any founding father. I'd love to get emails on it. Any founding father at all, no matter how reprehensible they are individually, who is against the right to keep and bear arms, they all seem to have backed it. Now, here is Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story, who upheld very early on the right to keep and bear arms. Quote, "The right of citizens to keep and bear arms has been justly considered as the palladium of the liberties of the Republic, since it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of the rulers, and will generally, even if they are successful in the first instance, enable the people to resist and triumph over them. It's to restrict the arbitrary power of the rulers." Never forget that. George Washington said, "Firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty teeth and keystone under independence." Now let's juxtapose these with just a few quotes from the modern 20th century dictators. Joseph Stalin said, "One death is a tragedy. 1 million is a statistic." An anonymous American adage reads, "If guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns." Samuel Adams said, "The Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Shall not be construed. Shall not infringe." Now, this is a key quote right here. Tench Cox, he's not that well known of a founding father, but he was a Federalist from Pennsylvania. In 1788, he said, "Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Is it feared then that we shall turn over our arms, each man against his own bosom? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American." Now, there's all this legalese debate over the Second Amendment and the wording having to do with the militia. Who are the militia? Again, from this founding father, Tench Cox, who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? They certainly are. Now, James Madison said, "The Constitution preserves the advantage of being armed, which Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, where the governments are afraid to trust their people with arms." Joseph Stalin, on the other hand, said, "Ideas are more powerful than guns. We would not let our enemies have guns. Why should we let them have ideas?" Zbigniew Brzezinski said quite recently, "In earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. Today, it's infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control them." And of course, through democide, government-sanctioned murder, government is the number one non-natural cause of death throughout history, particularly in the 20th century. Joseph Stalin said, "Death solves all problems. No man, no problem." He also said, "The only real power comes out of a long rifle." Alexander Hamilton, who I'm critical of for his banking stances, even upholds the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. "The best we can hope for concerning the people at large is that they be properly armed." Then you've got things like the Nazi law from 1938. "Those now possessing weapons and ammunition are at once to turn them over to the local police authority. Firearms and ammunition found in a Jew's possession will be forfeited to the government without compensation. Whoever willfully or negligently violates the provisions will be punished with imprisonment and a fine." We know where things went in Nazi Germany, of course. Thomas Paine, "Arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe, and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrible mischief would ensue were law-abiding deprived of the use of them. It is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government," Thomas Paine also said. And Thomas Jefferson said quite famously, "When governments fear the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. The strongest reason for the people to retain the right and keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny in government." Again, it has nothing to do about hunting, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just trying to point out how together the founding fathers were on the right of the Second Amendment to keep and bear arms. Benjamin Franklin sort of foretold this common era of communism, where one of the big slogans, whether it's Mao or Stalin, is "turn your sword into a plowshare and basically be a slave to the government." Ben Franklin said, "Those who beat their swords into plowshares usually end up plowing for those who didn't." Those who didn't turn in their swords, their arms, their guns, whatever. "To disarm the people is the best and most effective way to enslave them." That's the founding father, George Mason, one of the individuals most responsible for getting the Bill of Rights instituted in the first place. prepared to disarm the people is the best and most effective way to enslave them, with what Joseph Stalin said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. Thomas Jefferson. A free people ought not to be armed and disciplined, not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government, George Washington. Now, Patrick Henry is another person who was individually greatly responsible for demanding and eventually getting the Bill of Rights to preserve the rights of the people and the states. He said, quote, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Guard it. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. The great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. Are we at last brought to such a humiliating and debasing degradation that we cannot be trusted with arms for our own defense?" That's also Patrick Henry. And here's another, Alexander Hamilton. "If the representatives of the people betray their constituents, then there is no recourse left but in the exertion of that original right of self-defense, which is paramount to all positive forms of government." That's Alexander Hamilton in The Federalist, number 28. "The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any bands of regular troops that can be, or on any pretense, raised in America." That's Noah Webster in 1787. And the whole point is they want to disarm us because they want to institute unconstitutional, arbitrary rule. They want dictatorships, whether it comes in an overt form that looks like Joseph Stalin or a friendly form where they continue to rotate presidents. Thomas Jefferson said, "A free people claim their right is derived from the laws of nature and not as a gift of their chief magistrate." 1774. "The balance of power is the scale of peace. The same balance would be preserved were all the world destitute of arms, for all would be alike. But since some will not, others dare not lay them aside. And while a single nation refuses to lay them down, it's proper that all should keep them up. Horrid mischief would ensue were one half of the world deprived of the use of them." Thomas Paine, 1775. Mao Zedong, 1938, Chairman Mao, "Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun." He said the people must understand this for the revolution, the great revolution of China, to take place. "To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them." Richard Henry Lee, 1778. "The right of citizens to bear arms is just one more guarantee against arbitrary government, one more safeguard against the tyranny which now appears remote in America, but which historically has proved to be always possible." That's from 1960, Hubert Humphrey, a little bit unexpected, but nonetheless right on the money. Adolf Hitler, of course, said, or is quoted to have said in 1942, "The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Why would a dictator not want an armed population so he can run roughshod over them, so he can try to rule them?" Orrin Hatch, still in the Senate, or maybe just possibly just retired. "If gun laws in fact work, the sponsors of this type of legislation should have no difficulty drawing upon long list of examples of crime rates reduced by such legislation. That they cannot do so after a century and a half of trying, that they must sweep under the rug the southern attempts at gun control in the 1870 to 1910 period, the northeastern attempts in the 1920 to 1939 period, the attempts at both federal and state levels through 1965 and 1976 establishes the repeated, complete, and inevitable failure of gun laws to control serious crimes." And again, the Columbine school shootings happened during the assault weapons ban under Clinton. All these school shootings have taken a rise ever since they signed the gun-free school zones, and ever since all these people have been on medications, SSRIs. William Burroughs in 1991, the author, said, "After a shooting spree, they always want to take the guns away from people who didn't do it. I sure as hell wouldn't want to live in a society where the only people allowed guns are the police and military." George Washington said the very atmosphere of firearms anywhere and everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that's good. And the Second Amendment itself, of course, reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, the choice is clear here, folks. It's freedom or tyranny. Disarmament is tyranny. It's a recipe for enslavement. If we want to uphold the rest of our freedoms, we have to stand by the Second Amendment. Even if you individually, personally don't like guns, aren't comfortable around them, you should get guns and train them and learn how to use them safely so that bad things don't happen. And so there's a buffer against intruders, against robbers, and against government itself, which is very quickly becoming more tyrannical by the day. Of course, this has nothing to do with just Obama. This has been going on through Bush. It's been going on ever since 9/11 through the Patriot Act. It's been going on through Clinton, who put in the assault weapons ban. But going on through government, through Reagan, who was going to scale down government, even though government grew two or threefold times under his watch. It's been going on under Carter and under Ford and under Nixon. And for a long time, if nothing else, since the assassination of JFK, it's really been going on since the time that Harry Truman seceded FDR after he took broad executive power and claimed that the buck stopped with him, the president, even though a shadow government was emerging under the 1947 National Security Act. And we've been in dire straits ever since. Do not give up your arms, people. Government democide and disarmament are the greatest threats of violence. That is a study academically at the University of Hawaii. We've communicated with R.J. Rummel, and we're looking to get an interview with him in the future. He's the one who's compiled statistics on more than 262 million deaths at the hands of government just in the 20th century alone. Mike Adams has wrote about it. Our writers at InfoWars have wrote about it. And it's something we better pay close attention to. We'll be back after this with a few more thoughts, but just remember, folks, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, is a guarantee. It's a God-given right. It can't be given by men or taken away legitimately. InfoWars.com. Tune in to Piers Morgan tonight. Alex is going to take him on and explain what the Second Amendment's really all about. Stay tuned.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gentlemen, the Second Amendment is in place to restrict tyranny. It's not about offensive action. It's not about enabling murders to kill more people. It's about the tendency of mankind individually and as groups to be corrupt. It's a tendency for mankind to want power, to want to hold on to power, and then to crave more power because something inherent in us is wicked. There's, of course, a lot of good as well. And the whole point that our founding fathers saw, many of them were corrupt individuals themselves. Many of them were very good and brilliant people, was to balance that power, because anyone given too much power will become corrupt. There's that old adage, I forget the name of the guy off the top of my head, but power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And absolutely, that's a theme throughout history. That's why the Obama administration wants to see the assault rifle ban renewed, but even that's not good enough for them. So they want thumbprinting and registration and closing the gun holes, gun show loopholes. But that's not enough either. So they're going to take executive action and use new ATF policies and Joe Biden's gun panel to figure out what they can do outside of law, outside of Congress, not waiting on even that body to legislate against the Second Amendment. Again, you can't legislate against the Second Amendment. Even if all of Congress and the president were unanimously in favor of scrapping the whole ordeal and completely disarming, that's an illegitimate law. First of all, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution and fight off all enemies, foreign and domestic, to that Constitution, not to whoever's in charge, not to whoever has the reins of power during that season or that moment in time, but to the Constitution, a Bill of Rights, upholding, enshrining our individual rights, and trying to maintain a balance of power so that nobody gets too much. Now, the entire American Revolution was based on many things, of course, but it sparked specifically by an attempt at disarmament at Lexington and Concord on April 19th, 1775. That's over a year before July 4th, by the way. And I think really that's probably why they chose April 19th as a favorite false flag date for Waco, for Oklahoma City, to kind of send the message that maybe patriots, armed patriots, are somehow the enemy in this country. But then there's that little wink of the eye, that underlying message that government has come to try to disarm you on April 19th, as it seemingly always does. Now, here's a letter dated April 18th from Thomas Gage of the British military to Lieutenant Colonel Smith, 10th Regiment, on foot. Sir, having received intelligence that a quantity of ammunition, provisions, artillery, tents, and small arms has been collected at Concord for a vowed purpose of raising and supporting a rebellion against His Majesty, you will march with me to the Corps of Grenadiers and Light Infantry, put under your command with the utmost expedition and secrecy to Concord, where you will seize and destroy all artillery, ammunition, provisions, tents, small arms, and all military stores, whatever. But you will take care that the soldiers do not plunder the inhabitants or hurt private property. You have a draft of Concord on which is marked the houses, barns, etc., which contain the above military stores. You will order of Trunion to be knocked off each gun, but if it is found impractical on any, they must be spiked and the carriages destroyed. The powder and flour must be shook out of all the barrels into the river, the tents burnt, the pork and beef destroyed in the best way you can devise, and the men may put balls of lead into their pockets, throwing them by degrees into ponds, ditches, etc., but no quantity together so that they they may be recovered afterwards if you meet any brass artillery. And it goes on from there. That letter, that action of disarmament sparked the American Revolution, because you should not try to disarm the militia. They are legitimate people armed to restrict an overreach of power. There are many other abuses, of course, and we must keep that in mind. Tyrannical government is not welcome in the United States. Let's never give in. Let's defend the Second Amendment. Alex Jones, CNN, Piers Morgan, tonight, 8 p.m. Central. Nightly News Tonight will cover the TSA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.